So Parshas Bahar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah, that 7 years you shall work the land, that 6 years you shall work the land, the seventh year it shall rest. And the Torah begins the parasha by telling us it was given Yaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor, that the mitzvah of Shemitah was given to Har Sinai. And then Rashi quotes in the Torah as Kohanim, what's the Chiddush? I will call a mitzvah Nemru B'Sinai. So what are we learning out? That just like Shemitah, the general rules and the particular rules are given at Sinai, so too by all the mitzvahs of Torah. And that's why we just learned out Shemitah, because Shemitah was used to teach us this principle like we pass that Rabbi Akiva. However, the question is, why use Shemitah? Every mitzvah is given at Sinai. Why not take another mitzvah? So what's the link between the mitzvah of Shemitah and Har Sinai? So the Ora Chaim HaKodesh writes, the link between Shemitah, between Eretz Yisrael and Sinai. As we say in our davening, in the Musaf, Ubnei chataeinu galinu me'artzeinu. Because of our sins, we got exiled from our lands. Of course, we need an Avi to tell us which sin and when, but because of our sins, we got exiled from our land. And in fact, Chazal tell us in different places, because the Avon Shemitah, because they didn't keep the laws of Shemitah, they were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So what's the, there seems to be some type of leak between not keeping the laws of Shemitah and Sinai, and that's what the Ora Chaim says. In order, Shemitah is totally on Sinai. Meaning Shemitah, meaning to keep the laws of Shemitah, you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So to Chai Yisrael to be Zocha, to keep Eretz Yisrael, we have to make sure we keep our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, that's why we say by benching, we have different brachas. We make Moshe, the first bracha, Zanos HaKol Yoshua on Eretz Yisrael, David and Shomo on Yerushalayim, and Harugei Beitar, the fourth one. So the second bracha is Yoshua when he entered Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara talks about in brachas, in that bracha of Nodelacha, if you don't mention bris and Torah in Eretz Yisrael, not Yotzei. So that's what they point out. The bris, obviously the bris milah, the bris of Torah, the connection between Sinai and Eretz Yisrael, we find throughout. So that's why that's the Yisrael by Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. We have to realize we have to keep the bris v'Torah. Now, since 1948, we got back the tremendous gift. We got back Eretz Yisrael, and in 1967, we got back Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, which Yom Yerushalayim is this coming Monday, Chaf Ches Iyar, and we have to realize all the nisim, the association with the divine, as the Mefarshim point out, like, why is Kriyas Yam Suf known as the prototype of all miracles? Is it because of its qualitative nays was greater than others? No. It's what happened after the nays. Vayaminu v'Hashem v'Moshe Abdo, and they believed in God and Moshe's servant. It's the association with the divine that makes it a great nays. So too, in 1948 and 67, it's realizing the Chaste Hashem. We got back Eretz Yisrael, and in 67, we got back Yerushalayim, and as the Ora Chaim teaches us, Bahar Sinai Lema, the Mitzvah Shemitah, Eretz Yisrael, as long as we keep the Bris and Torah, will be Zocha to the tremendous gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, and eventually the Binyan Beis HaMikdash as well.